This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Catch Gunner and Cheyenne weekday mornings on Camel Country 107.9. Stream them live every weekday morning, 5:30 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time on the Odyssey app.
We appreciate you so much for having us on this morning. So when I was young, I never thought that I would have kids. But then my wife and I, we got pregnant with a baby girl, which we were happy with. You know, I mean, in the back of my mind, it would have been great to have a son to, you know, do man things with.
You don't even do man things.
I started to. You knocked that off. Started to. But then, you know, then we got pregnant again, had another girl. You know, but no part of me was like, let's keep trying for a boy. But I am so glad that I don't have a son in my life. And I'm sure, you know, there's a lot of parents. You just got to deal. You roll with the punches and all that when it comes to teaching your kids certain things about life.
Yeah.
You know, and what are those things about life that you need to talk about or you should talk about with your kids at some point is the birds and the bees. And Cheyenne, you know, I've got two daughters. Cheyenne has two sons. And, you know, I pray every day for Cheyenne. Because
so
I know
nice.
How I was growing up.
Yeah.
And I'm sure all boys are pretty much the same, you know, when growing up. But now it's kind of, you know, it's you dread it when the kids are growing up, when they're young. But then they get to that certain age, and then you just got to kind of go for it, right? You got to kind of pull that ripcord, get a whatever insert saying here, rip the band-aid off and, you know, go and talk it over with them. But your son is at this point now.
Yeah.
Where he's got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right? How old is he?
He will be 12 in a couple of days.
He'll be 12.
Yeah.
And he's got a little girlfriend. And you and his dad, you know, you guys are separated. He's up in Washington State. You're down here, but you are on speaking terms. You got a cordial relationship.
Yeah.
And you guys had a conversation the other day.
Yeah, so we had a conversation about it because, like, it's one thing when your kids are growing up and they're like, oh, I have a boyfriend. I have a girlfriend. And it's like an at-school thing, right? But now, like, they are on their phones and they're texting and they're Snapchat and TikTok and all these things. And we were talking about it the other day. And we agreed that we are both very concerned about this specific girl that Justin's quote unquote dating because she is crazy clingy. Like,
what makes her so clingy?
Justin missed 3 days of school and she about lost her mind.
How old is she?
The same age. She's 12, 11, 12. And I mean, his face, according to his dad, his face was in his phone all day. Because she was texting him
3 days that he was gone.
Yes.
He was
and she just could not handle him not being there. Like, puppy love, I get it, but it was a little much. And now we're like, I think we need to have the talk.
Okay.
Like, we need to have this conversation.
So is it a we thing? You're going to put that on the dad. What did your what's your thought process there?
Interesting that you ask, because I asked him yesterday if he had already had it, and he said no. And I said,
you asked your son if he had already had it?
No, I had asked his dad, my ex-husband, if he had already had that talk. And he goes, no, but I agree. I think it's time. I said, yeah, I think it's time you have that talk with him.
What did he say to that?
He goes, yeah, I think you're right. It should probably come from me. So then we had a further conversation about how do we approach the situation?
Yeah, how do you do that? I never had the talk growing up with my parents.
Really?
Yeah, and I wasn't, you know, getting...
Because they weren't concerned.
Until I was 21. I know, exactly.
He's a stagehand in drama. Yeah, they're fine.
He loves his stage tech class. He's just went to his room, you know, every night. You know, there's no worries. We got nothing to concern. But, you know, I learned from, I remember in junior high, taking the classes in school.
Yeah.
But even then, I wasn't that observant of a man or a boy. And there was some kid in high school who I swear looked like he was like 23 in high school.
we had those kids too.
Yeah, he had like a mustache and everything. And he's sketching things out on a piece of paper for me. You know? That is how I learned. Growing up. Thank goodness, man. I got daughters. I don't got to realize I'm going to pawn that off on my wife.
Right.
But you and your, you know, your ex-husband, how do you handle this? You know, do you give him the tools so that he's safe at that age? Because what would you rather have? Would you rather be a very young grandparent, or would you want him to have the tools to ensure he's safe? I mean, is this a conversation that y'all have had?
Yes. We started having this conversation yesterday.
So where are you swaying on this one?
We still don't know, because we're raised very differently, and we're very concerned that if we go in strict, he is going to do what I did and just rebel.
Yeah.
But we're also concerned if we're too lax on him, that he is, you know, not going to be smart about it and won't think about it the way that he needs to.
In other words, as far as protection.
Exactly. Like, what are the consequences of it? Yeah. We have not come to a definite decision yet.
You definitely want them to wait, right?
I mean, that's what you should be teaching
your kid.
Yeah.
But if they don't, and they don't want to listen, and they just kind of go down that road, don't you want it to be safe?
Yes.
So you want to equip them. But the thought of equipping a kid that young with the tools to be safe?
It's scary.
Oh, man, I'm glad I don't have boys and I don't got to deal with this. But, you know, I still do got to deal with it, but I'm not going to be the teacher in this situation. I will enforce the rules of that of my wife that when she has the talk with them. I don't know. How do you handle it? Camel Nation, you can text us at 22108.
How did you handle it?
Cheyenne is needing some help.
SOS.
All right, you can text us at 22108.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, Cheyenne's got a situation going on, and it's part of being a parent and having kids. As they grow older, having that talk with them, you know, the birds and the bees, that talk. The talk that I never got, because I think Cheyenne hit it on the head, is that my parents took one look at me and was like, oh, no. And no one's going to want to mess around with him. He'll figure it out sometime.
We're fine.
We're fine. No shot of being young grandparents in this situation. No way. But, you know, as I joke about that, you know, it's a real situation that definitely needs to be talked about when your kids get older. I've got daughters. I'm happy I got a wife that will begrudgingly have to sit down and talk to them. I mean, it's a conversation that's very uncomfortable.
Yes, very much so for everybody involved.
But it needs to be done. Cheyenne's got two sons. She had a conversation with her oldest son's dad, who lives up in Washington State, which is where her oldest son lives with, is with his dad up there in Washington. And he's got a girlfriend. So now that he's got a girlfriend, it's probably time to have the talk, yeah?
Yeah, unfortunately.
So how do you do that? How do you handle that situation? You know, I had brought up, you know, do you have the talk and equip them with the tools to be safe? Or do you have the talk and set the guidelines that, no, nothing happens? Your belt stays on, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
you
right.
know, that whole talk.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, if for whatever reason something happens, you want them to be safe and to have those tools. So do you give them to them at that age?
And honestly, I don't know. I do know at the end of the day, like no matter what route we go, I want him to know that he can come to us no matter what. Like always feel comfortable to have the conversation. regardless of what the situation is.
There's a lot of people in your same boat, Cheyenne, about, you know, needing to have the talk, but not sure how to do it. Text to the 520. I'm in the same situation. I have an 11-year-old son, and my 21-year-old daughter keeps saying that I need to have the talk with him, but I don't know what to say, and I'm a single parent. So this is a so this whole conversation is very helpful to me. I wish you luck, Cheyenne.
Well, thank you. You as well.
Text to the 480. So I'm the mom and the dad. Since my 11-year-old son's dad is not in the picture, I'm dreading having the talk. But when I know, think it's time, I will do so. All right. So now some of the texts coming in on how to help with this situation.
Okay.
Text to the 602. You already lost a battle by giving him a phone too early.
Yeah, but he has a phone because he travels unaccompanied on airplanes. So it was kind of needed.
Yeah. Text from the 480. That's what you get for letting an 11-year-old date. That's ridiculous. My son is 14 and my daughter is 12 and absolutely no dating until 16. Extremely bad parenting if you let your kids date at 11. Teenage pregnancy for sure. Grandma Cheyenne in 2 years guaranteed.
Okay, well, that's a little aggressive, first yeah, of all.
Man.
And second of all, I wasn't allowed to date until I was 17 and I had, quote, boyfriends in middle school. Like, I can't stop what they're doing at school.
Text to the 847. I'm a school counselor in middle school, so just about the age of 12 and have all ranges of kids from having whoopee to playing tag. Wow. So I agree. It is better to have the conversation now to be safe.
Yeah.
Wow, man. That young?
It's just crazy. Like, and I think half the problem is like, there, it's with the internet and phones and social media and all of these things, access to adult things is so easy.
Yeah.
Like, PG-13 movies have this kind of content in it.
Yeah. Well, you know? I mean, your kid's 11. He shouldn't be seeing PG-13.
No, I agree with you. I'm just talking, like, on the scale of things. Like, it's so easy to see these things.
Text at the 602. I would have the honest conversation with him. I've had to talk to my children about my PTSD from combat and why I don't go to fireworks shows and such. It's all about honesty and expectations.
I like that.
Text at the 623, Cheyenne, you and your ex-husband also need to have a talk with the girl's parents to find out if they even know she has a boyfriend so that both parents are on the same page. That way y'all could explain better to both kids.
That is a great idea. That is actually, I didn't even think about that. That's a great idea.
Text at the 602, definitely have the talk with your son. I never had the talk and I went into a blind and 12 years old is when
oh boy,
that individual.
Oh man. Well,
text the 480. See, this one is, I think, going to be controversial a little bit.
Okay.
All right. Text the 480. You give them the information and the protection and be open to conversation, whatever it is. Be real. I'm a mom of boys and girls. This is for both you, Gunner and Cheyenne. So if this person is saying, give them the tools.
Yeah.
So that you don't become a young grandma.
I mean, I don't completely disagree with that.
Text at the 602, safety and health for both. Number one. Number two, respect. Number three, never pressure. No means no. Number four, make sure he has a clear understanding that woo-hoo is more than just woo-hoo. And it's messing with people's emotions, especially young girls.
Yeah, that is a very valid point. I told my son's aunt is expecting a baby, and I told my ex-husband that Justin should be in the delivery room and then spend the first month with his aunt and just hearing a screaming baby so that he understands that woo-hoo resorts.
Who can be that? Can be that. And you want to deal with
idea.
That? You're ready for that at 11? Unless you're ready for that. Don't be going, woohoo, you know?
Exactly.
Maybe that. You just throw them right into the fire.
Sink or swim. That's how I learned.
Consequences of your decision right there. All right, if you have a comment on this, we'd love to hear it. You can text us at 22108.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
All right, I want to get to a few more of these text messages coming in. Cheyenne kind of shared with us earlier this morning that it's kind of that time in her life right now, and she's got an 11-year-old son, and he's got a little girlfriend at home. And it's that time, you know, to have a conversation about those birds and the bees.
Yeah.
You know, the consequences of some of your actions. If you decide to go and, you know, with the girlfriend, you know, which a lot of people we mentioned or you mentioned, you know, just put him in a delivery room, let him see the end result of that.
Yeah.
And just scare him out of ever wanting to do it. Text the 480. Great idea. Delivery room.
see, I'm with you. I thought it was a great idea. And I would like to point out that, like, we're not letting him go out on dates. Like, this is a at-school, middle-school girlfriend.
Right. But, I mean, he's 11.
Yes.
He's got a phone, which a lot of people are giving you a hard time. I mean, that he's 11, he's got a phone, you're doing this to yourself, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You know, you had mentioned that she's been very clingy.
Uh-huh.
When he was out of school for 3 days, she was constantly texting him. He was always at his phone texting her back those 3 days.
Right. But, like, at the end of the day, I didn't have a cell phone until I was 17, and I still found a way to be mischievous and do the things that I wanted to do. Like, do phones make it way easier? 100%. But I think blaming the phones is a little much.
A lot of people are pointing out on with that phone, just keep an eye on the text messages.
Yeah.
Right, and the conversations that are being had.
Which I didn't even think about. So that's a conversation that I'll have with my ex-husband. Like, hey, yeah, monitor that.
Which, I mean, your oldest son lives with your ex-husband up there in Washington State. Yeah. His dad is with him day in and day out, which I'd assume the dad should be monitoring the text messages at this point, right?
I mean, you would think.
You would think. But what you should do, being that he does have an iPhone,
Yeah.
He does have an iPhone, is just get yourself like a little iPad or a little MacBook or something and log in to his iCloud and just keep an eye on those text messages. He would never know that you're looking at his text messages.
That's a very good idea, actually.
iCloud links everything together. You know, you can get your text messages on the iPad and stuff like that. He would never know. Just set it up. Keep an eye on those text messages. Make sure it's not going a little too far. But a lot of people are saying you definitely do need to have the talk. Communication is key. Where's that text at? There's so many coming in. I appreciate y'all texting. Text at the 602. Oh, here's just a suggestion. Open up the conversation with it. See what your son knows and doesn't know. Maybe that will give you an idea of how to deal with it. Take it slow.
Oh, that's smart. Kind of let him lead the conversation, and then I can help steer. That's really smart. I like that.
Text of the 661. Girl, do what you can. Each parenting style is different. Nothing is ever easy. As long as you and your ex work together and are honest with your son, he will learn and make the right decisions. He will make mistakes, just like we all have. It's all about how you address it and respond to it.
Yeah. And I think, like, there's so much that can be said about, like, honesty and respect and transparency. And I'm, like, 100% about that. And also, I don't distrust my 11-year-old. Like, this is not a trust issue. This is a, like, we're not ignoring the fact that he's getting into puberty. Like, we're acknowledging that this is happening. Yeah. We've all been there. We have all been this age.
Text at the 623. Hello from Surprise. So I have a 16-year-old girl. So I was just very upfront about the whole talk. These kids these days have it all the info at the tip of their fingertips, but they need honest conversation from their parents, both parents. My husband explained the aspect from the guy's point of view, and I explained from the women's side.
Oh, that's perfect. I love that.
Yeah.
I think that is awesome.
Final text here. Text of the 480. I have three teenagers, 13-year-old girl, 16-year-old boy, 17-year-old girl, and I started to talk young, and no subject is off limits in our house. I was a teen mom, so my kids and I grew up together and saw how hard it was. So I'm very open with them. It's better to have the conversation and have an open line of communication than be a teen parent. My kids tell me more than I would like to hear, but I would rather know too much than not know what's going on.
Yeah, and I think that's where I'm landing on this whole situation. As I just want him to be honest and know that he can come and talk to us. Like, I'm not promoting doing things too early, but I am saying that I want him to respect me. I will respect him. I want there just be respect, transparency, and honesty.
There you go.
That's all I want.
I think this whole conversation helped you out there, Cheyenne.
I did. I feel so much better, actually.
I know there's a lot of people hanging on, listening to some reaction. Maybe, hopefully it helped you as well.
Yeah.
I appreciate all those texts today. Here's Justin Moore.
Tonka trucks and GI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.